USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said he is looking forward to continuing to closely cooperate with government of the United Kingdom after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation. The president also stated that the United States and Britain will continue to work together on a range of issues, including, quote, maintaining a strong and united approach to supporting the people of Ukraine, end quote. While layoffs remain low, more Americans apply for unemployment benefits, making it the fifth consecutive week that claims the 230,000 mark and the highest number in almost 6 months. The numbers indicate that a historically tight job market is easing up as companies let go of workers amid economic uncertainty. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Western companies that China aims to, quote, ransack their intellectual property so it can eventually dominate key industries. His statements escalate a dispute between the world's two largest economies over hacking. Wray made these statements in remarks to a gathering of business leaders and academics in London. He appeared alongside the head of MI5, Ken McCallum, the first time the heads of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the UK's domestic counterintelligence agency have shared a forum. The Food and Drug Administration has advised the emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, allowing for authorized state licensed pharmacists to prescribe the Pfizer antiviral medication to eligible patients. It has been cleared for use and available for free in the U.S. since December. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the White House marks over 1 million deaths to COVID-19, China is doubling down on its zero COVID strategy that has forced millions to stay isolated in their homes. The head of the World Health Organization says that China's zero strategy was not sustainable. In response, China's foreign ministry is calling those remarks, quote, irresponsible and has took them off social media. A Mississippi abortion clinic that was at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court upending abortion rights nationwide has closed its doors. Physicians at Jackson Women's Health Organization were trying to see as many patients as possible before today when Mississippi will enact a law to ban most abortions. A judge denied the clinic's petition on Tuesday, suggesting that delaying the ban would, quote, clearly harm the state and its citizens by denying the public interest and enforcement of its law, end quote, in an 8-page opinion. The Pink House, what it's known as, has been doing abortions through 16 weeks, but under previous U.S. Supreme Court rulings, abortion was allowed to the point of fetal visibility at about 24 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.